BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Russian bomber planes have begun using an airbase in Iran to launch strikes against rebel groups in Syria. It's the first time Russian forces have been deployed in Iran since they occupied it during the Second World War. Until now, Moscow has launched attacks from inside Syria or from Russia itself. Russia says it's discussed with the United States whether to implement a deal that would lead to coordinated military action in Syria. There's been no comment from Washington. One of Britain's most infamous radical preachers, Anjem Chowdhury, has been found guilty of encouraging support for the Islamic State militant group. Counter-terrorism chiefs have spent almost 20 years trying to bring Chowdhury to trial, accusing him of radicalising young people. 9 African Union peacekeepers have been jailed for running a fuel racket in Somalia. The African Union mission said the soldiers, all of them from Uganda, had been sentenced after trial by a military court. Police in Zambia say they've arrested 150 opposition demonstrators following protests that broke out after President Edgar Lungu was declared the winner in the closely contested election. The protesters had blocked roads and burned tyres in parts of southern Zambia. In a scathing report, a UN-appointed panel has accused the authorities in Bahrain of carrying out a systematic campaign of harassment against the country's Shia Muslim population. It says groundless accusations are being used to target people on the basis of their religion. The former head of world football's governing body FIFA, João Havelange, has died at the age of 100. He was credited with transforming football into a multi-billion dollar global enterprise, but he was also accused of corruption. And at the Rio Olympics, the US gymnast Simone Biles has claimed her 4th gold medal of the Games, winning the women's floor final. And in the 1-2 for the United States, the reigning champion Ali Raisman took the silver. Russia won the women's synchronized swimming duet for the 5th successive Games. BBC News.